This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The United States is recommending Americans reconsider traveling to China.
The State Department, in an updated advisory, said there's a risk of wrongful detention and U.S. citizens could be detained without access to U.S. consular services or information about their alleged crime. Americans are also warned against using drugs in or prior to arriving in China and against participating in demonstrations or protests. The advisory comes amid rising tensions between Washington and Beijing. I'm Mark Mayfield.
At least four people are dead and two others are injured after a mass shooting in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania yesterday. Police confirmed six people were struck by gunfire in the attack carried out at multiple locations. The suspected gunman is in custody and was described as a man with an AR-style rifle, a handgun, multiple magazines, body armor, and a police scanner. Officers responding to the shooting heard the gunfire and chased the suspect and continued firing before being detained. A second suspect who may have returned fire was also arrested. President Biden will meet with King Charles during his upcoming trip to Britain. The visit is scheduled for July 10th at Windsor Castle. It'll be Biden's first visit with the British monarch since Charles was crowned king back in May. The president will also meet with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. He'll then head to Lithuania for a NATO alliance summit. A new splash park is now open at the Texas State Aquarium in Corpus Christi. The HEB Splash Park opened yesterday, just in time for the 4th of July. The 15,000-square-foot park is three times the size of the aquarium's previous splash pad. The $3 million park features a multi-level slide structure, a 350-gallon water dump, and places to sit in the shade. Aquarium admission includes access to the new splash park. Happy birthday, America! 247 years old never looked so good. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It will be hot dogs galore on Coney Island, New York today.
Another 4th of July tradition is back as the top competitive eaters vie for the mustard belt. Joey Chestnut and Mickey Sudo defend their titles at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Chestnut broke his own record in 2021, devouring 76 franks and buns in the allotted 10 minutes. He has won the contest 15 times since 2007. As for Sudo, she's 8-for-8 at the Nathan's event. Each winner takes home $10,000. No word on antacids, though. In New York, I'm Jerry Barmash.
Travel issues were piling up for Americans during the long 4th of July weekend. FlightAware reports more than 4,600 flights were delayed Monday. Roughly 140 flights were canceled. One of the fastest rising sports in the USA is bringing with it a rise in injuries.
Pickleball, what some describe as either mini tennis or macro ping pong, is exploding in popularity. And for some older players, it's also exploding body parts as well.
We're fortunate that most of the pickleball injuries don't require surgery, but two of them that do are the meniscus and the rotator cuff.
Doctors like orthopedic surgeon Bruce Mosley of Baylor College of Medicine are seeing those injuries among older players. Knee injuries are also common as pickleball players run around those hard courts. Mosley's advice, do a lot of stretching before the game and take it easy. I'm Richard Johnson.
Happy 4th of July. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's
247th birthday with you. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We're going to have retired Colonel Eric Ferris Muir, USMC retired, Semper Fi. He's going to be on with us in just a moment, appreciating the fact that probably about 1% of the population actually serves in the military. And so 99% of you listening will find some interest in this, because though you didn't serve in the military, and I can tell you, I served in the military, I was in the Marine Corps, but I didn't get into a Marine attack helicopter, okay? So we're going to climb in the cockpit and join said Marine attack helicopter pilot in this authentic and compelling firsthand account of the opening days and nights of the Iraq War that he documents in his new book, Ghost of Baghdad, Marine Corps Gunship on the Opening Days of the Iraq War. Colonel, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, good morning. Great to be here.
Hey, Semper Fi to you, sir. Appreciate you.
Hoorah.
Hoorah. Yes. Ghost of Baghdad. Why was this a book you had to write?
Well, in my mind, it's been needing to be written for a while. I just I was stuck in a cycle of deployments and work and career. But I needed to remember. I needed to recount. I just needed to recapture and be able to tell the story of the great men and women I served with. As they say, it's the world through my lens, but it's a lot of stories of just pilots and air and Marines flying. So we're very fortunate that I had to do this.
Well, I can appreciate. I mean, for me, I served at Camp Pendleton. I was in the Joint Public Affairs Office, so I was privileged and honored to tell the stories of Marines coming home from Vietnam, and that was a special time and great stories. So I can relate to to what must have gone through your mind in terms of feeling, you know, a sense of duty at the same time, obligation to tell these stories. For me, being a fellow Marine with you, Colonel, in doing certain things for the Marine Corps and the public relations end, I got a chance to enjoy some tanks, but they wouldn't let me near an attack helicopter. I don't know if they thought I'd take it and not come back. I don't know, but I never had that privilege and opportunity. So, what is it like, for you? How did you become a helicopter pilot? Walk us through that and what it was like for you to be at the controls of this incredible machine.
So the pathway to a cockpit is, sometimes it seemed a bit daunting, but I'd somehow finagled a slot in the flight training. And then once you're there, you realize, just like when you stepped on the yellow footprints years ago.
Yeah.
Seriously.
You had to bring that picture back to Thanks, Carl. It was great. That and getting on the bus and off the bus and back in the footprints once again. That's just part of the drill. Thank you.
Well, you know, it's best to rip that scab right off and just get at it. The training's unbelievable. You know, the training's unbelievable. They train you very, very well to make good decisions, to understand how to fly aircraft. In my case, eventually I had to fly helicopters, and then on the Marine Corps side, trained me to fly Cobras. You know, by the time 2003 came around, I'd been flying Cobras for 15 years, so I wasn't necessarily a nugget. I've had thousands of hours flying. I've been a weapons school graduate. So I felt really at home with it. I talk a little bit in that book that, you know, it's like you're sitting with an old friend. You know every switch, you know, every sound it makes, you know, where every button and dial is. And you feel, in my case, very, very comfortable. And so it took years to get there. You know, it's a tremendous responsibility, particularly attack helicopters, because you know, my job is to be there with Marines wherever they need me, however they need me, whenever they need me. We have to be there and we have to be ready.
Well, the control panel, you know, for this Cobra, I got to imagine, I mean, you're sleeping. I mean, you're dreaming about these controls probably in your sleep. You probably are switching buttons and manipulating the panel and the Cobra in your sleep, just because it becomes so so instinctual, doesn't it?
It does. You know, some pilots say after a while you wear the aircraft that you fly, and after a while, I mean, I certainly felt like that. You know, I just had a chance to fly it every day for, you know, in this case, 6, 8, 10, you know, more than 12 hours a day. So you don't really think, you just kind of do, and the airframe does what you're told to do. Either good or bad, because I do some bad things sometimes. And it just, almost got us in trouble more than one occasion. But, you know, it was a very forgiving platform, very rugged platform. And so I was thankful for that.
How much did the Cobra change the whole ground attack and the strategy when the Cobra came into play?
So for the Marine Corps position, this is, we've had Cobras, we had Cobra pilots, in Vietnam, but they were flying, borrowed army aircraft. You know, from the Marine Corps' inception of our own Cobras, it's an extension of the ground commander in my mind. So, we have forward air controllers embedded with all of our ground units, and our job is not to stray too far from them. Our job is to be as integrated as we possibly can, and that's what we spend most of our time doing. We train almost exclusively on air-to-ground missions and being integrated with that infantry ground commander and the supporting arms that support those Marines and those sailors they have. So, you know, it's a lot of time studying what that ground commander needs and then just being there and training and then getting familiar with that.
And, of course, safety is a whole other element because, I mean, here you are. You're up in the air. You're staying close to the, you know, troops. I mean, it's like you're protecting one another. But even still, you know, the enemy sees you above, and wow, I mean, what a prize if they can take one of those Cobras out, right?
It is, you know, and it's, you know, it's true. And sometimes we do feel like we're watchers or guardian angels.
Mm-hmm.
But that quickly goes away, and we know we have a mission. And the multiple tours I had there, I didn't really think about it. I don't recall thinking about, the enemy. The enemy certainly gets a vote, and they voted often. And you can see our aircraft, they certainly got hit a lot. But personally, I know my cockpit, my crew, my co-pilot, Matt and I, we never really talked about those things. My wingman, Bruce and Rosie, which I still talk to a lot, we never thought about those things. We just thought about how we could be better on the next mission, how we could be better the next day based on the lessons learned from today.
Yeah. Well, I got to imagine if you start being overly concerned about safety, that's going to compromise the rest of the mission, and that becomes the filter of what you're doing up there in that helicopter, right?
It does, and it would. And
yes.
I wouldn't say that I'm special. We have great leadership, and this is not, these aren't just platitudes. We have great commanding officer, great air group commanding officer, leadership up and down. So the expectations were long laid out for us.
Mm-hmm.
It was it was our job to execute, and I don't think we thought about anything else. I don't think those other things really crept too deep into our mind.
Colonel, we got to go to a quick break. Let's pick it up from there, and I want to hear some more, really, the stories, the great stories of Ghost of Baghdad. Stay with us. We've got more after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And here we are on 4th of July. We never quit. We just keep on going forward because, hey, we've got a country to save. And when we have heroes like the Colonel Eric Buehr with us, you know, this is really special to be able to hear the stories and to hear all that that he endured on behalf of freedom for this great country of ours. And, of course, it's documented. Much of his story is documented in Ghost of Baghdad. I say much. But there's probably so much more that could be said, because when you have been in service to this country, along with the men and women that come alongside you back to back and shoulder to shoulder, it is a real honor, and it's a real testament to what a united group of people can do and what a powerful force for the defense of liberty that they can be. Colonel, the Ghost of Baghdad officially releases today on 4th of July, only appropriate. It's available at all the usual places, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and then it's also in a pre-order sequence too, because there's some locations they're running a little bit behind, but you can pre-order it. But probably the best place right now, of course, we're going to link it on our website at BillMartinezShow.com, but they can go to your website as well and get their hands on your book, Ghost of Baghdad, right?
Absolutely, they can come to EricBuehr.com. They can find it, order it through my publisher, I think, or through Amazon, and then if you Google my name, Ghost of Baghdad, should pop for you. And, it's a hard copy waiting for you. And should have a Kindle out there and a really well done audiobook. So through Audible, which we're excited about.
And let me make sure you understand how to spell Buehr. He knows how to, but you need to if you're going to be looking up. It's B-U-E-R, B-U-E-R, Eric with a C, Buehr, and Ghost of Baghdad. The title, Ghost of Baghdad, why that title?
Well, I'm a night guy. I fly at night, and there's so many things at night that can throw you off your game. And it seems that night itself has been a threat. It always has been a threat. And so multiple deployments before this deployment, I'd always felt as though, something's always chasing me out there. And it's, I know it's a bit irrational at times, but, nothing scars the deeper than a good dose of horror. And so for us, we were fighting the weather. We were fighting the environment. And we knew we were fighting a pretty well-tuned enemy. And so that combined that with flying at nighttime with no moon and very little horizon, it combined to put us in a situation where there was a lot to think about and there was not a lot to see, but there was a lot to get done. So it only made sense to me that I felt like we were being chased by ghosts, and it was up to us to find a way to shake it.
Some people, when they think back in the Iraqi war and the way it was reported, it was like an automatic slam dunk. But as you said, you cannot take anything for granted. You've got an enforced enemy. They're protecting their home, their home land. You're coming in, to liberate people, but, regardless, the situation, and you touched on this, is you had, you got to consider all kinds of things. You've got the enemy, you've got the environment, you got timing. Help us remember those opening days and nights of the Iraq War, what that was like, for those of you that were there to defend and fight for freedom.
So the opening for us, the opening was back in March of 2003, and in my particular case, we were a large flight. We had four attack helicopters, three transport helicopters, and we were putting reconnaissance marines, force reconnaissance marines, on top of Safwan Hill, the biggest terrain feature in the south of Iraq, to keep the eyes, the media eyes and the ears for the General Mattis's of the Marine Corps at the time. A very important mission, but it was a 50-year sandstorm, and we launched through that storm, and we quickly became overwhelmed by the weather. We stayed pretty tight as a flying unit. The transport helicopters, worked tirelessly to get those Marines on top of Safwan Hill, as we simultaneously had to engage multiple targets, both on Safwan Hill, reconnaissance and scout vehicles in and around the area. And then also understand that more forces were likely or reported to be reinforcing Safwan Hill. So typical, a lot of confusion, a lot of great decision making. Eventually we waited till the morning to put those Marines in, but it didn't change for us. We had our opening salvos of the war. It was very challenging. And the interesting part about that night is when, we landed and we, we all looked at each other and said, we'll never survive. We just won't survive another night doing this. It's just the weather's too intense. And then we went up the next night and we flew 13 more hours. And we went up the next night and the next night. And so one of the things I do remember from that deployment was there was no sense of time. There was certainly a beginning. We just had no idea when it would end. Would it be a month, 2 months, a year? We had no idea. And so it kept us focusing on today's, I'm a today guy. Tomorrow sometimes takes care of itself. So it made us focus on the here and now, and that was probably very, very good for us.
About 3.5 minutes left here, Colonel. Share with us some of the stories and the other Marines that you were side by side with.
So it's actually amazing. I tell a story about 10 days into it, and we've been flying 60, 70 hours, and it was I called it just another Tuesday. And we landed, and we were getting ready to support Marines going north, and we were mortared. And, a transport helicopter took off. A good friend of mine, he was a squadron commander at the time, and he'd been flying 15. He was exhausted. And he hops in a helicopter, and he flies 100-plus miles unescorted to where a Marine was wounded and didn't even think twice, and loads him, and that Marine survives. And years later on an interview, nothing really was said about that mission. And it was probably one of the more impactful missions he'd flown. And it was, and for us, it was just another Tuesday. You don't know. You have no idea. You always say you have to be the most prepared, when you're probably the least prepared. And there's so many situations where that was true, where you thought it was going to be an easy 2 hours, maybe just some reconnaissance, and then kind of all hell breaks loose, and you're getting pretty desperate calls to support Marines, and you're just you're just thankful that you're there, and you're thankful that you're prepared for it. And so that wasn't just me. You'll see throughout the book, it's a squadron of folks that just do amazing things, and they're from everywhere.
Yeah,
they're from New York, they're from Indiana, they're from across the globe, and they just have one thing in common: they're Marines, and they want to support other Marines.
See, I love stories like this, Colonel, and we need to hear more of them instead of all the partisanship and the bickering that's been going on in our country that divides us. Because it's days like today, the 4th of July, where we can pause and hear some of these stories. And I know that, and my dad was a World War II vet. And that was one of the sad, I think, disappointing things for those in our generation that didn't hear enough of the stories from our dads. Because, as you know, when you're in a combat zone, you keep those stories close to your vest. You share them in a reserved manner, a unique manner, maybe because you got to measure the people that are hearing the story. Are they ready to hear, the whole truth? Can they handle the truth? Because you're opening a part of your soul, to somebody for some of these experiences that you've gone through. And I think it's unfortunate because for the 99 that do not serve, they need to be aware of this is what it takes to defend liberty. This is what makes America so great. We got about a minute left. I'm going to let you summarize it up, okay?
Well, Bill, thanks. I felt privileged, and I say very selfishly, I got the opportunity to spend hundreds of hours reconnecting with old friends and just listening and letting them tell their stories to me and then weaving it into what was my experience. And so, I feel very fortunate to do that. I feel blessed that I have the opportunity to tell their story. Again, it's their stories, but it's seen through my lens, and it's not perfect, and I'm imperfect. And you'll see I make a lot of mistakes. And thank God I had a great co-pilot and I had a great wingman. But you just try to get better every day. And I didn't want to wait 50 years. Not that I would ever compare this to anything like the Band of Brothers, but I just couldn't wait 50 years to be told. It needed to be told now.
Colonel Vera, thank you. Semper Fi.
Attacks against schools are on the rise globally. That's why IBM will grant $5 million in kind for schools to boost cybersecurity through tools and training. Now open for applications for its third year, IBM's Education Security Preparedness Grants have already benefited more than 350,000 students around the world. This year, selected schools will also receive enhanced training in AI and cybersecurity through IBM Skills Build. Justina Nixon St. Till, IBM Chief Impact Officer.
Over the past 2 years, the threat of cyber attacks in the education sector has more than doubled. Now, more than ever, schools need our support. We are proud to offer tools and training from IBM Security and IBM Skills Build to help schools prepare for this growing threat.
Visit IBM.com/impact/initiatives/security. This is sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. The United States is recommending Americans reconsider traveling to China.
The State Department, in an updated advisory, said there's a risk of wrongful detention and U.S. citizens could be detained without access to U.S. consular services or information about their alleged crime. Americans are also warned against using drugs in or prior to arriving in China and against participating in demonstrations or protests. The advisory comes amid rising tensions between Washington and Beijing. I'm Mark Neufeld.
At least four people are dead and two others are injured after a mass shooting in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania yesterday. Police confirmed six people were struck by gunfire in the attack carried out at multiple locations. The suspected gunman is in custody and was described as a man with an AR-style rifle, a handgun, multiple magazines, body armor, and a police scanner. Officers responding to the shooting heard the gunfire and chased the suspect and continued firing before being detained. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Time to check out Sam's Corner. Even on the 4th of July, we do that. If you go to BillMartinezShow.com, check it out. Sam's Corner right there. All these great stories, these viral videos that people are talking about. And in most cases, you hear them first right here on the Bill Martinez Show. Sam is there with baby Pax. He's dressed in red, white, and blue. I've never seen Pampers in red, white, and blue. I think that's stunning.
That's true. I haven't either. We need to fix that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's the baby firecracker this year. That's for sure. So Sam is taking care of baby Pax, and he's doing well and everything like that. Every once in a while, he talks because he wants to be on the national radio show, and we're always, you know, we love having him on. So because he has, you know, his timing on a grunt or just the right sound, it's incredible. I think broadcasting may be in his genes, Sam. I just want you to know, okay? So be forewarned. I know his dad probably thinks he's already got him set up going to med school and all that, but he may take a slight deviation. I don't know. You know, just saying.
You know, he's already talking. He's already said mama, which I think is pretty cool. So you might be right. He might be on track.
Yeah. Have, mama, get me the radio station on time. Come on, let's do this. Right. All right. Okay. Well, hey, this first story that you got to share with us is about best friends that adopt a 19-year-old dog, Annie, and they take her on a year-long bucket list adventure. I mean, bless their hearts for doing this. I mean, wow. I mean, to me, you and I have talked about this. Owning dogs are so, you know, they're so special. But when it's time for them to leave, it is really, it's tough. I'm, you know, we had to put down one of our favorite dogs, and my doctor told me, Bill, there's always one, and we've been blessed. We've had a couple, but Kobe was really special, a border collie. It was actually my son's dog, but my son was, he shared him with me, and when my son left Florida to go back to California, Kobe was in his last years. I mean, I had prayed at one point when I thought we were going to lose him, and I just asked God. I said, God, can we have 3 more years? And God gave us those 3 more years. But the thing was surprising how quick those 3 years went. And when we had to make that decision, to let him go, wow, it was tough. And so when I hear about somebody adopting a 9-year-old dog, I mean, you're talking months maybe of life left if you're lucky. Although I did talk to somebody in California, and their dogs have been, you know, because they take care of them, the way they feed them and everything like this, and he was a child star in the movies, and I'm trying to remember his name. I can't remember it right now exactly, but anyway, his dogs are living to be 26.
What?
Yeah, which is incredible. Yeah, his dogs were 26 years old, and they're bouncing around the whole deal, no hip dysplasia and all that stuff that dogs usually have, you know, like us older people as well. Speaking of which, I've got to go in. I told you I've got to go in for surgery at the end of this month. They think they have a better hip for me, so they're going to take out the old and bring in the new, and we'll see if I can start to leap tall buildings once again. It'll be cool to be able to do that. I've got to bring my cape out of, you know, I've had my cape put away for a while, so I'm going to have to bring that out, I guess. So anyway, stay tuned for that. But anyway, so let's talk about this 19-year-old dog and this bucket list adventure. What happened?
Okay, so Lauren Seiler and Lisa Flores, they're actually best friends, and they ended up adopting this dog her name's Annie, when she was 19 years old. They'd seen her online where a shelter was talking about Annie might be euthanized because she quit eating and drinking when the family that she belonged to dropped her off, which just breaks your heart because, you know how pure dogs are. The time is just the purest form of love that you usually ever get in life is from a dog. So they started working with a place called the Powerful Rescue and ended up bringing her home and adopting her together. And they decide that, you know, the rescue tells them she's probably got a month left at best. You know, she's like 19. That's well past
the lifespan
for most dogs. But anyway, so they decided they're going to, like, give her the best month. They're going to spoil her and document it on social media. And when they start doing this, Annie ends up kind of blowing up. They're receiving fan mail and thousands of likes on Instagram. They started a bucket list and start sharing all the special occasions. So they have like a professional photo shoot and meet up with a group traveling to all 50 states together. And anyway, Annie ends up surviving for a whole year. And just last week she celebrated the anniversary. That's what they called it. A 1-year anniversary.
Oh, that is so cute. Yeah. Oh, that is awesome. Yes.
Shortly after that, she passed away, but just to be able to spend that last year of her life just being doted on and loved, you know, you just, it touches your heart those girls did that, because I think senior dogs a lot of times are not the ones, especially that senior, are not the ones that get saved. Yeah. And, they've lived their life just giving love, and I'm glad for these young ladies to give it back to her. That's amazing.
Yeah. And you think about it, what they missed, what they could have missed, what we could have missed, you know, from not sharing in this this year-long bucket list adventure that was only supposed to last maybe a couple of weeks, a month. But not for Annie. No, we're gonna go all the way with it, right? For a year.
Great.
Oh, how cool. What a great story. I love that. This next one's about this one dreamer. He had a dream to hike the WCT. When the airline lost his luggage, a stranger stepped up. So what happened?
That's right. So the WCT is actually the West Coast Trail, and it's 45 miles, and it's something that a lot of people who are into hiking, it's on their bucket list. And so this guy, his name is Craig Infalger, he's from Utah, and he flies out there to go on the West Coast Trail, and this is a trip to Vancouver. And when he had been online sharing in a group talking about him going. It's other hikers. He's telling everybody about him going. He gets there, and the airline has lost his luggage, so he doesn't have any of his camping gear. He doesn't have his tent, his poles, you know, all those special little things that you need to survive a 45-mile hike.
Right.
And whenever
because he's not MacGyver, right? I mean, this guy isn't MacGyver. I mean, he's practically prepared, right? I mean, MacGyver just needs, you know, he just needs the foil from chewing gum, and somehow he'll make a tent out of it or something. You know?
That's right. It needs it to make fire.
Exactly.
So he goes back to this group that's called West Coast Trail, beautiful British Columbia, and he's just like, hey, I just wanted to update you guys that I'm not going to be able to do it. The airline's lost my luggage. I'm going to have to try it for some other time. And then he said there was just a deluge of people. A deluge of people reaching out and saying, no, you can't do that. And everybody brought him what he needed. They supplied him with a backpack, tents,
unbelievable,
sleeping bag.
Wow.
Their equipment. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, that's amazing. Wow.
He said it was 19 people to end up helping him on Facebook, and he made many new friends along the way, and it was beyond anything he had imagined. So that's one of the
that's so cool.
Lemonade, huh?
Yeah, without a doubt. I'll tell you, if you don't believe in angels, you will after this one. A delivery man saves an elderly woman. She's stuck in the window for five. Oh, stuck in a, what the heck happened? How'd she get stuck in a window?
That's right. So this woman, she was trying to get in to the window right after, she was trying to get into the window after she got locked out. And she ends up, she says she had had a double hip replacement. And
she's stuck in the window, butt out.
That's right. And she gets up to her mid leg and she can't get anywhere else. So she's
partway
in the window, and she can't get out. And she's just like, oh, my gosh. You know, she's just – and she's like – she ends up being stuck there for 5 hours. And she's just like, there's just – like, God, please – you know, she starts thinking, this is actually a dangerous situation. This went from me locking myself out of the house to me possibly being stuck here. And who knows what's going to happen? Who knows how long I'm going to be stuck?
Exactly.
And just then, she saw the blinking light on top of Jose Sanchez's car, which is the delivery guy in her neighborhood. And she screamed, and he ends up seeing her and being able to call the police, and he stayed by her side the whole time. And it was just one of those things. He was at the right place at the right time for 5 hours, though. She was stuck. Isn't that insane?
Oh, that is insane.
Old. Oh, man.
Yeah, and with both hips replaced and all that. Oh, my hips are sore just hearing that. Sam, getting back to PAX real quick, he can go in broadcasting, he can go in medicine, but he doesn't go around eating hot dogs, okay? We're not going to have him down there at Coney Island, all right? Okay, just tell him that Uncle Bill says there are restrictions here, okay? We're not going to be, you know, winning some hot dog eating contest, all right? Just
us.
All right, Sam, thank you so much. Take care.
Diabetes and using insulin. You know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch. Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life? And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract.
Ugh.
But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
With the America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And guess who we got for you? Real treat. Alfonso Rivero. We got him off the golf course. And so he's joining us to talk about a Capital Fourth that's going to be coming up the 4th of July. It's PBS's 43rd annual edition of a Capital Fourth, America's National Independence Day celebration, hosted by Alfonso Rivero himself. Alfonso, welcome back. It's been a while since we've talked. What is your handicap now? You're down to a single digit now. What's going on?
I am a 1.8
wow.
Index, so whatever that puts me at someone's golf course. The handicap's coming back down. It was up for a while, and now it's coming back down. You know, getting ready for the American Century Golf Tournament in Lake Tahoe coming up after the 4th. So I'm just getting ready to get it going.
Well, congratulations. I saw you participating there at Pebble Beach. And I'm going, whoa, the swing's really improved. You're hitting the ball really well. So congratulations on the golf game. I know how much it means to you, and it's addicting how golf is, huh, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yesterday I had a satellite media tour, and the minute was over, I went straight to the golf course. So there you go.
It always calls to you, because you know whenever you miss a shot, you go, you know, if I had practiced just a little bit more, I could have flopped.
Yeah.
I could have done a better flop shot, right? Exactly. And I wouldn't have three-putted. I mean, on and on, the things that go, you know, between the two ears and in the middle of our head. It's insane. But
I know. I shot 75 yesterday, but it absolutely should have been a 74 because I three-putted the last hole. Didn't have any three-putts all day. I was all good with the putter. And all of a sudden, I had a different thought on 18, and it didn't work out. So, you know, you hate leaving on a bad note, but it was still a 75, so it wasn't too bad.
Well, congratulations anyway. But let's talk about a Capital Fourth. No three putts. We're just going to have a great evening of celebration and honoring this country, honoring one another as Americans that believe in liberty, right?
Absolutely. It's going to be an incredible night. We've got some great musical artists to be there with us. Chicago, Belinda Carlisle, Babyface, Boyz II Men, Charles Esten, Maddie and Tay, Renee Fleming. Just a beautiful, beautiful lineup. We're going to be doing a wonderful tribute to our men and women in the military and our frontline workers, and we're talking with the International Space Station, and this is going to be a wonderful night, and very excited that I get to be there on the West Lawn to host this show and keep it moving, and we're all going to end it with a beautiful, beautiful fireworks show. So
wow.
Really going to be a fun night, and really an honor that I get to to be there, not just as a fan to watch it all, but to actually be a part of it and host it.
Well, you know, speaking of Chicago, I'll tell you just a little anecdote sidebar here between me and you and a million or so of our listeners, is that their song Feeling Stronger Every Day, you wouldn't know this, just a little bit of trivia, that I was the first one ever on the planet to play that song. Our program director in Los Angeles was at their recording studios in Colorado, brings it hot off the presses, throws it to me and says, here, play this. And without even previewing it, I was honored to premiere that song. So forever, Feeling Stronger Every Day, whenever I hear that, I was there. And the thing was that I blew everybody's mind because, you know, I was a little brat back in those days when I was in L.A. radio, is that because most times, you know, disc jockeys will play the song once, right? Never would they play it twice back to back. I played it twice back to back. So that was my statement.
Oh, there you go. Love so, that. I'm sure they loved it, too.
Yeah, exactly. That was good fun. So looking forward to, you know, the stars, the circumstance, and again, you know, really setting some time aside to appreciate the 4th of July. Alfonso, for you and your family, what does the 4th of July mean to you?
Well, it's always been a great holiday of spending time with your family. I mean, we basically do it together. Whatever we're going to do, we do it together. Last couple of years, we've been up at Lake Tahoe on the 4th and typically out on a boat, you know, underneath the fireworks there in Lake Tahoe. And, you know, we used to do a thing here in Los Angeles with at our golf club. They'd do a nice, beautiful fireworks celebration. But it's about family. It's about getting together and coming together with the people that you love and that you care about, and whether it's a barbecue or a hangout or a cookout or just sitting under the stars, you know, watching cool fireworks. It's about being together and celebrating what's good about it and, you know, good about all of us.
Yeah. Well, the thing that we know, this Capitol 4th, this PBS presentation has become quite the tradition. I mean, what an honor for you. You know, 43 years, and here you are. I mean, did you ever think in your wildest dreams as you were, you know, entering into the field of entertainment and dance and all that, you know, God has wired you to do, did you ever think that you would be at this point in your life, you know, being able to participate in events like this?
Well, I certainly never thought that I'd have this opportunity, you know, which is why the moment that they called me to do this, I was 100% absolutely would love to do this. I mean, it is truly an honor that I get to do this and represent this show and represent our country as the host of this show. And, you know, it feels great. It feels great that I get to be able to do this. And I'm honored, truly, truly honored.
Well, you've got all these live musical performances, top stars, pop country, R&B, classical, Broadway, part of your favorite and upbringing as well, as I know. And, of course, the National Symphony Orchestra. How much fun is that?
It's going to be fantastic. Beautiful Noise, the Neil Diamond musical, you know, the cast is going to be there. I mean, I'm so excited to look at the, you know, listen to the symphony. There's so many beautiful artists, and you get to see, you know, them do what they're so good at, and, you know, it like I said, it's going to be a fun night. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful night.
Yeah, and fun for the family, too, because we got the Muppets. They're going to be there, right?
Come on, I get to hang with Elmo and the Cookie Monster. I mean, you know, what better than that, right?
Cookie. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, well, just make sure you have some in your pocket, because he gets cranky if you don't have on cookies, you know.
I'm telling you, I'm going to have extra stuff. As soon as he gets out of line, I'm going to drop a cookie on the floor, you know, move it over there so I can get him out of the way.
Exactly. And, of course, a special tribute to the men and women in uniform that have made our freedoms, our liberties, also possible in this great American country of ours, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful piece that we're going to do for them and also our frontline workers. We're also going to be talking with the International Space Station.
Yes.
So it's, you know, a lot of love. A lot of love on the lawn. A lot of love.
I love that. A lot of love on the lawn. Maybe that's what we ought to title that, you know. You know, that'll be the subtitle. A lot of love on
that'll
the lawn.
That'll be next year's motto.
Right.
A capital fourth. A lot of love on the lawn.
Yeah, let's talk about Adrian Warren. I mean, wow, Tony Award for Tina Turner. What a performance.
Yeah.
Huh? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, she's going to be fantastic. You know, Tina's so hard to do. And so when you get someone who can really do it like that, that's going to be pretty, pretty special. And she's, you know, an award-winning artist and going to be a wonderful night. And Renee Fleming also, you know, is going to do a wonderful, wonderful songs. And so, yeah, it's such a beautiful, beautiful night.
Well, with Tina's recent passing, I got to imagine there's not going to be many dry eyes for the special tribute for her that's going to be performed as part of this
event,
right? Right? Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. Just
me included.
Talking about
I think that everyone's going to be definitely in their fields for that one. I mean, we, you know, she was so amazing. She was the best, and you know, it's cool that we get to honor her now this year.
I'm so looking forward to this. We got to reserve the date. Capitol 4th airs on PBS. Tell everybody again the date and the time and how they can connect.
Yeah, it's July 4th, obviously Independence Day, on PBS at 8, 7 Central. So depending on where you are, you know what time that is. And enjoy. We also have a re-airing right away. You know, an hour and a half later. So if it's at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 8:30 Central, it'll be a re-airing of it, and you could also get it online. So check it out. It's going to be a great night. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a beautiful experience.
Well, without a doubt, program will also be heard in stereo over NPR member stations, by the way. It'll be streaming on pbs.org / Capitol 4th, YouTube. And available as video on demand for a limited time only. This will run from July 4th to July 18th, 2023. You don't want to miss it. What a powerful night of celebrating and remembering what America is all about. Alfonso Ribeiro, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being with us. Go out and break a leg out there, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on today also.
Fallon, gosh, I remember the first time I saw him, I think he was like maybe 10 years old. Imagine, a 10-year-old, he is a star of a Broadway play. It was called The Tap Dance Kid. We didn't get a chance to talk about that, but, you know, there's so many other things to talk about besides golf, you know, important things to do. But he's just been so gifted and has become, you know, such a part of, you know, our culture. And you can't help but be around him and smile because he's such a cut up, you know. And, you know, like you said, you know, love on the lawn. That's going to be fun, huh? Alfonso Ribeiro. So anyway, you can enjoy that tonight, all part of the evening celebrations. And I know there's some cities that are saying, hey, they're not going to have fireworks.
Hi, but
look,
Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox?